Back in 1939, you worked for the dollar store as a department manager and advertising.
That's right.
Manager. Okay. Were the clients American?
Mostly.
Was this like a Woolworth?
No, it's more like a clothing store. More than
a
more,
store.
Yeah, department's more.
Like
lower
J.C.
type.
Penny.
Yeah.
Ah, mm-hmm. I see. And which department were you in charge of?
Oh, I had several departments. I've had a number of departments. I've been transferred from one department to another.
Ladies' clothing, boys' clothing,
all kinds of different types.
Wherever.
And the prices were on the same.
Well, the name
level
of the dollar store originated because in the beginning,
everything
nothing over $1.
Yeah.
However, it gradually developed that we started selling $2 articles, $3 articles, and finally we were selling a little cheap furniture as high as $9 or $10 and things like that. But we didn't sell big, expensive things like the department store today. They still don't sell expensive things, but they do sell work clothing, men's shirts, and ladies.
I think it's very similar to
Newberry's like that. Very similar
operation.
To Newberry's operations, yeah.
And how many stores were in Los Angeles at that time?
At the time, I believe it was about three or four or five. I don't remember exactly now.
I see. And the criterion for ever hoping to get into management level is to be Chinese at least, right?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it was
owned by Chinese. We wanted to keep the managerial part of Chinese. We got they wanted to give Chinese people the chance to run the stores.
I see.
And they still do. They still have that.
When you were working at the dollar store after being there for a year or two, did you think of, say, working for an American department store?
I knew
like
that
Sears
at the time. American department stores paid better, and I would have liked to, but the opportunity to work for an American department store is pretty scarce in those days.
Oh, they still would not hire Chinese?
No. Not in the managerial department. Oh, yeah, they may hire a clerk here and there, but that's a...
So, when did you start doing something else?
Well, he did quit the dollar store.
You did quit?
Yeah, I quit the dollar store, and I opened my own business.
Oh, that's right.
I had a grocery store, grocery and liquor store.
42?
I believe I left the dollar store in 1940, and then between 41 to 42, I had a store. Then I was still having, I still had my store when I was drafted into the Army.
You
I had
kept
a little
it?
Store.
Well, he sold it before he went in the Army.
Yeah, I sold it. I practically gave it away.
Uh-huh.
Because you couldn't get hardly any price for it at that time. Imagine I sold my liquor license, which today sells for around $30,000. I sold it for $350.
Oh, but $350
is a lot of money.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
it was a lot of money, but...
It was a going rate.
Now, over $30,000.
It was a going rate.
I see. Did you buy a house in Los Angeles at all before 1945?
No.
I see. You lived in an apartment.
Wait. Let me see now. No, we didn't buy our house until... When did we buy the first house on Vernon? 1948.
Oh, I see. 1948.
Uh-huh.
Where was it? London
on
Street?
On London Street.
Yes.
Where is that?
Not too far from
Silver
here,
Lake.
About a couple of miles. It's the beginning
Silver
of Silver Lake area.
Right by the freeway.
Near the freeway.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
at
that time, was it an all-white neighborhood?
No, mixed.
It was some Japanese. No color. There were no colors. Just some Japanese and maybe some
white people.
Well, mostly
Caucasian.
Other white people, but a few, one or two
Mexican.
Maybe Mexican families.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have any problems buying
yes.
it?
We didn't have any problem buying this house, but we had a problem buying the house that we wanted. We wanted to buy near where we lived at Western, at Figueroa and Vernon.
Uh-huh.
at that time it was a white neighborhood, mm-hmm. and just going over to Western and Crenshaw,
yeah.
in that area, which is all black now, uh-huh. they would not even show us the house.
Oh,
because
that time they
at that time them. In Crenshaw, I saw a house I liked. It was $17,000, uh-huh. and they wouldn't even sell it to us.
Because they think you didn't have the money?
No,
no,
because
no.
we're Chinese. They did not, would you believe, in 1948, uh-huh. they did not sell to Chinese in that area.
I see.
And now it's completely black.
Now it's completely
yeah.
black.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. then, so we didn't have trouble buying this house because we bought it from a Chinese.
Oh. The London Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we came out north side. See, we came way from south down to north in a town.
Oh, I see. Did you make any protests when you failed to be
no.
shown
no,
the house?
No, because that was there was no way you could protest in those days.
There was no sympathy for our protests.
I see. And your neighbors here did not object to being, I mean, not you.
Because
there was some Japanese people living
already.
Already,
mm-hmm. it was already mm-hmm. mixed already.
How much were was that house in?
$10,500.
Oh, so considerably.
Considerably. Oh yes, less.
Lower.
Oh yes.
In price.
Oh yes. Yes, it was very modest, and still is a very modest neighborhood.
Oh.
What you call a below average neighborhood. As you call it, you know.
Was how much did houses cost then, average?
Well, like I told you, in Crenshaw it was 17,000 and 18,000.
That's average.
At that time.
That's Crenshaw. The
isn't
one
that above average?
Well, yeah, but we were looking around 10.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I would
10,000.
Say it was above average because at that time 17,000 or 18,000 was. In Crenshaw
above
area
average.
Was a white neighborhood. It was better than the one we were living in.
Yeah.
Because we were just renting in Vernon at that time. But they wouldn't let us, they wouldn't even let us look at those houses. They wouldn't even show it to us.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then, that's why we moved to this one, because a Chinese had bought it. Then he decided to sell it because his son, what happened to his son?
Died.
I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. What was an average income at that time?
I would say maybe 150 a month, 250 a month was good wages in those days. Really good wages.
Well, so what was an average, say, at the secretary's or bookkeeper?
I can't remember.
I was working for it. I was getting $100 a month.
Well, that was an average.
$25 a week working for an office for Chinese, though.
Oh, that's probably a little below average
lower,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah, below,
no,
see.
That's way back in 1940 now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
19.
We're talking about
40s.
That time.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much did you pay for your rent at that time?
$25, $30.
For a
no-bedroom
apartment.
No-bedroom apartment. Beautiful, though. It was
beautiful
a new
apartment.
It was
beautiful.
New.
It would rent for $150, $175 today.
Yeah. For $25, it was really nice.
Then they raised us up to 30, then 30, they raised
well,
us to 30, no, 35.
Oh,
I see. And that's why you wanted to buy
it?
No,
we had
just
two babies.
We had to get a bigger place, you know.
No bedroom and two babies.
Yeah, that's.
I think we had more company in that apartment than anything else, though. We'd open two card tables and have our friends over.
We used to have
more entertainment there
to
than we do
poker.
Here.
Yeah,
we used to play poker at night. The kid
you
would
don't
be
play mahjong, huh?
No, not too much.
You said you
he doesn't.
You
I do
that.
Occasionally.
She does, occasionally.
I'm not
a. I used to play a lot of poker. I don't anymore.
Well, we're not very.
Big gamblers.
Well, it's not that our recreation is not there. I think we really do more things for civic things. More that is more like our pastime
uh-huh.
than to be socially oriented.
Like
pastime.
The Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
things.
Many years
ago.
Now with Longgong, Longgong is very civic minded. Zhonghua.
That's right. What does Longgong do, or what did it do prior to 1945?
Well, it was more to help.
It
each
was,
other.
Yeah, we helped each other. And
only people of the same last name.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. That's
you
right.
You wouldn't help somebody with the last
all
name.
Oh, only indirectly because through Zhonghua or something like that. You know,
we do
yeah.
projects.
We did mostly projects for our own people, not only because not only we did the Lee family had their own association, the Wong family had their own association, and today we have over 28 of them, 27, 28 of those associations.
Okay.
Lee's have their, Wong's have their, Chan's have theirs, and so forth and so on.
Yeah. At that time, did you notice that Chinese lived close to each other rather than apart? Like you lived in a non-Chinese neighborhood,
yes.
Right?
In those days, most Chinese.
Let me
tell you now. In those days, most Chinese had the idea of going back to China.
Uh-huh.
They didn't. Number one, you had to be a citizen before you can buy property. Many Chinese in those days made their money and they said, as soon as I make enough, I'm going to go back to China.
Uh-huh.
And they go back to their village, they build a nice home, they live like a king.
Uh-huh.
That was a way of thinking.
Right.
Then when the communists took over China,
uh-huh,
nobody could go back. By that time, the laws were starting to change, and you didn't have to be a citizen to buy property here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because of the fact that many of the Chinese served during World War II, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chinese idea started to change. They weren't saving their money to go back to China anymore because they couldn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, they have become practically American-minded so far as buying everybody trying to outdo the other, buying beautiful homes nowadays.
Oh, yes.
What
did people do with the money they saved? You mentioned they were going to go back home, but
they kept it in the bank.
Did the Chinese believe in, say, investing in stocks?
Oh, yes, some,
stocks?
But a very small amount of people did that.
A lot of the thrifty people just kept the money.
They just kept the money
sometimes.
And they just worked hard. A lot of them had laundries, and they would live just in the corner of the laundry upstairs, a little cubby hole, and that was with a bed in the corner,
mm-hmm,
or two beds in the corner,
mm-hmm,
or in the back of the laundry,
mm-hmm,
and they lived very, very frugally. That was an old Chinese
mushroom
way of living.
Is that the way you lived, or?
We didn't know, because...
was the reason that you got a single apartment financial, or...
Yeah.
You couldn't afford or something
No, we couldn't afford
you
that.
You were working
for dollar stores,
no?
I worked
for
a dollar store, but then after we got married,
uh-huh,
then we had a family to raise.
No.
And then when I went to school,
I
was on the GI Bill, and the government paid me around $80 or $90 a month to go to school, and they paid for my tuition. So she had to work.
Yeah.
And we had to live very conservatively, frugally.
Oh, yes.
Because your average wage in the time, like I said, was only 100 and something, per month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then you managed to save money at that time, or
the people? No, we didn't save that much, but the laundry people and those that work hard, they don't spend nothing. They just.
Well, anyway, Chinese are very.
But
frugal.
They have changed
your
outlook
do,
nowadays.
Do.
See, and today.
Yeah. Did you send money back to your distant
relatives? I
didn't.
My father did.
Oh, yes.
My father, for many, many years, every year, spent a certain amount of his sent a certain amount of his wages back to the relatives.
Do you have any idea how many percent?
No, I couldn't say. I don't know.
Do you know?
I know this much, that all of his nephews and nieces, he sent the money back for them to get married.
Oh.
And he even started them on their little homes and everything. And for many years, he took care of a lot of his. That's why he didn't marry until late. He was helping so many other people back there.
Did you know of anybody who were involved in politics back in China?
Mm-mm.
Or here?
No. Oh, in here politics?
Here, not now, I meant prior to World War II.
No.
Too busy trying to.
Yeah. Did you know any prominent Chinese in LA at that time?
Prominent, yes, but then prominent only locally.
Yes, locally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Chinese, anyone.
I wasn't that well acquainted with them. I'm low man on a totem pole. I was just a poor guy working. They weren't interested. I knew them. They didn't know me.
Oh,
let's put it that way.
Who were the people that you know?
Well, a lot of them, like
Y.C.
Hong was very prominent at that time. Mr. Thomas S. Wong.
Who's
he?
He's dead now. He's Barbara Jean Wong's
father.
father.
He was very young.
He was called the lettuce king at one time. And the dollar store, Joe Shun.
He's based in L.A.?
No, Oakland.
Oh, Oakland, yeah. I see. I meant in Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Are you, offhand, I knew a lot of prominent people, but prominent only in the respect that they are prominent in what little
the
thing they did.
Town politics.
Peng Gong Hong, maybe the president, association president, Long Kong president, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But not politically.
Yeah, I don't. Just people well known. For, did you know of, for instance, Anna May Wong?
I knew Anna May Wong's family afterward very well. As a matter of fact, her brothers. I bought property from them. They bought property from me because I was working in real estate for a little while also. And I still know Frank and some of her brothers. You know, Roger and Frank.
Yeah. Did you ever go and see her movies?
Oh yeah.
What kind of roles did she play? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. She played romantic role, but she couldn't kiss the she couldn't kiss the American.
Well, some people think that she stereotypes a portion of Chinese as not.
Well, let's say she was way ahead of her time, but the laws in the movie industry were so strict that they cut her off at the most interesting part. Yeah, when she becomes enamored romantically,
uh-huh.
And they just...
Well, she always plays a mysterious Orient.
Not always.
Girl lips.
Not always.
What kind of roles does she have?
No. She played the romantic role, but the trouble was that the poor guy couldn't marry her. She couldn't marry him. And then they just... And she couldn't kiss him.
It wasn't written into the script, in other words.
or rather, she didn't want to. But... The laws of the Americans were that no Oriental can kiss a white man. A white
Even
man couldn't kiss
movie.
An Oriental in the movies.
Oh.
Definitely.
I see. Which reminds me, did you know of any interracial marriages between, say, Chinese and Caucasians, or are there any of the other racial groups?
Are you talking about now?
No,
or
no, back then.
Back there?
In the 40s.
A few. There were a few, yes.
Yeah? How were they... being regarded by the Chinese?
Well, they were certainly more talked about than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's there was always that little bit of a kind of
a
stigma. Mm-hmm. They were not really accepted. And while they may attend parties and everything, you can see all the fingers pointing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and talking behind their back and all that.
Mm. Was it mostly Chinese men marrying non-Chinese women or the other
way? Oh, yes, but in California, that was not that easy to do. They had to go out of state to get married.
Was that a law
mm-hmm.
against
mm-hmm.
interracial marriages?
Yep. Oh. Except certain states. That's the state laws. They weren't national laws.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in around 1939, anyway, the years prior to you getting married, did you ever date any American women or just non-Chinese women?
Not really in that sense.
You
no.
didn't want to or you couldn't? In other words, you feel you would be rejected or you just didn't have the interest?
I don't think I even had the interest.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. That which includes other Asian women, Japanese, Korean, so on.
Well, I never even gave it a thought of marrying a Japanese woman. I never gave it a thought.
I think we were really Chinese oriented.
I think I was pretty oriental minded
Chinese
minded. Let's put it that way, you know. So I never did. I never had a girlfriend. We had a lot of Japanese women working for us in the fish canneries,
yeah.
But I never had a Japanese girlfriend or anything like that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population in LA back, over the years and include the past up to now?
You mean socially?
Financially.
I would say the Chinese did very well.
Uh-huh.
compared to, let's say, other ethnic groups, Mexicans and things like that, Mexican colored group, we were much, because we were hard workers, and they saved
weren't
the money.
The Chinese affected by the Depression?
Yes,
in LA?
Yes. Oh, yes.
When you first came down?
When I came down, the Depression was, the deepest Depression was already over. I didn't come down until 1935. The Depression started with the crash of the market in 1929, so that by the time I came down to California, gosh, I thought this was paradise. People seemed to be well off. We felt it much more in Oregon. And of course, it was the years of the worst Depression I spent in Portland. I saw bread lines, people walk, just to get an apple. And just to get a bowl of hot soup, the line would be 2-3 blocks long in the morning, the Salvation Army or whatever, or giving them a bowl of soup.
Did you ever stand in line?
No, I considered myself lucky. I had a job. I've always worked and had a job. And not too many Chinese had to go through the bread lines as such, because Chinese more or less try to
help
each other a little bit.
Yeah, I see. Where did most Chinese men meet their wives? How, rather?
Where did most Chinese people meet their wives?
In
those
days? Yeah, like you two met through work, right? Mm-hmm. Was that the common pattern?
In churches. Churches, working together and other things. Many of them, though, went back to China to get married.
Many of them.
Oh, really?
Many of them that were
time.
Born here.
Yeah, born here.
Went back to China to get married.
Oh, and then they brought their wives over.
And then they brought their wives over. Those that could. The laws were very strict at the time. Under only certain conditions that you could bring them, you know. That was why the CACA was formed, to fight some of those laws in those days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. Did you, going back to that movie, you didn't think the roles were derogatory for the Chinese?
I didn't think it was derogatory. I think it was. I thought that it was disadvantageous to the Chinese, insofar as if the American girl was playing that same part, she could kiss the man. The Chinese girl couldn't. You know.
I see. Well, he could have kissed her, couldn't he?
No, he couldn't.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
That's interesting.
I realized you're such a kissing king.
Oh yeah.
So you didn't, so that was just a minor dissatisfaction on your part that you
I wouldn't
you
call
felt.
It minor.
It wasn't?
No. Quite a...
He's too Americanized, as you can see. He doesn't even understand the feeling that she's trying to get
What was that
through.
Censure call? They used to have it called the
Will Hayes
censure. The Hayes censure is
What's
what
that?
They used to call
Too
the
much
laws,
sex, too much this, too much
the movies were governed by a man by the name of Will Hayes, and he was the Caesar, and he ran it with an iron hand, and the churches and all that were against any Oriental girl being seen kissing a white man on the screen and being shown to the public, and the Hayes censure didn't allow the movie studios to make pictures. That way.
Do you feel that there are more roles now for the Chinese?
Oh, definitely. Oh, my goodness, yes. Even though not that many prominent roles, such as a hero or the heroine, at least now you find many, many more Chinese working in the industry. And today you can kiss a man if you want to. You know, I don't care if he's a white man or what. If you, you know.
Were there any other Chinese? Actors or actresses? Any other prominent Chinese besides
Victor Sun Young played.
Victor Sun. Well, he came really a little later. Ki Luk and all those, they came a little bit later, but they all played the Charlie Chan stuff. You know.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for them?
Today?
No.
In those days?
In the 40s.
As jobs were concerned, if they could get any type of a government job, any type of a, let's say, because it's a white collar job, because it uses a pencil, because it's more refined than working in a fish cannery. And their ideals were to get that kind of a job. Few of them became doctors, but not very many. Today, everybody wants their son to be an engineer. Oh, you can find hardly any Chinese engineer. You had to be four times as brilliant as they are to get a job. Today, you my gosh, engineers by the thousands, doctors by the hundreds, you know? Mm-hmm. So the opportunity today is completely different.
That's why in those days, the National Dollar Store, by hiring Chinese fellows, was really a great resource for the young people.
Yeah, people were jealous of my
that
job.
A dollar store?
Sure.
The dollar store is supposed to be a good job.
Oh, how much were you making at the dollar store?
I made about $100. During the Depression, I made $90 a month.
Yeah.
And then when I moved down here, I worked myself up to $120. Uh-huh. But that includes room and that includes my living. They have a house
for
all of them. They pay for the house. But not the board though. Just the living place. But I had to eat out. That's why in those days I never refused anybody when they invite me to their home for Chinese dinner.
You continue to like Chinese food.
I love Chinese food. I love Chinese food much more than I do American food.
Or any other kind.
Or any other type.
What about jobs for their children? At that time when you got married, did you think, well, someday I'd like my children to be something? Is it also a government job?
No.
Or did you?
No,
we want them to be
no. By that time,
we
wanted
to go to college.
We had to. My children are just now in their 30s, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so you're talking about just the last 20 years or so. Gee, we had all kinds of ideals for them. But
back in the 40s, did you think about it?
For
your children?
Oh, yeah.
We want them to have the best education.
Yeah.
I was interested. We were very busy in PTA, and we were going to be sure, because we both of us didn't really have, he was late getting his education and was done after we were married. And my education was interrupted because of the divorce of my mother and father. And but I said, well, we had our children. We were going to see that they got a good education, which they both did.
I see. Did you want your children to go to Chinese schools? Did you feel it was important?
We would have liked them to, yes, but
wasn't quite handy.
Wasn't handy to get them to go.
They didn't want to go?
No, it was too far. We're both working.
Okay.
You can't take them to school and pick them up. In other words,
and try to get them to go to Chinese school at night.
But did many parents at that time in the 40s feel it was important to
put
their kids
to
go?
Yes.
They felt it was important, but whether it was feasible to do it or not.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We all have that in the back of our mind.
Yeah.
We wish
they still do.
We try.
They do what?
They still want their children to get Chinese education. Not my
children.
I'm talking about people today.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
Like Zhonghua, right now is overcrowded. Zhonghua Taohao. It's just packed. It's overcrowded.
Uh-huh.
It's overcrowded.
So you didn't send your children to a Chinese school.
No.
And what about people going to Chinese schools back in China? Did you see anyone? Did you hear of anyone going back to China to study in the university,
It was the thing to do if you could afford
it.
Oh, sure. I have cousins and all that. I was jealous of that, really. I have cousins that went to Lingnan and Puijing in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the opportunity.
Because you didn't
I
have
felt
the
jealous
money.
Of them. I went back to, when I was in China, I went to the school, and I visited with them on weekends sometimes. I'd go down that way from the village. I'd go to Shangxiang, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd go and visit them.
But you could not
afford it.
I see. And then after they finished their education in China, did they come back?
Most of them. Oh yeah, most of them.
They didn't stay.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't stay.
I see. Did any Chinese go back to China to live prior to 49?
Oh yes. Oh my
went
goodness.
Went back to die and all that.
I would say 95% of them went back. That's why I say they saved their money, and then go back there. And when they arrive in the valley, my God, they're a king, and they, with the money they bring back, they can buy 10 times what they can buy here, you know. So they build a nice home, and all the villagers kowtow to them. Everybody had the same idea. Mm-hmm. Make money over here. Bring it, save as much as you can. Bring it to China, and 95% of that did that until communists took over China.
How many they actually couldn't. Did that you know? The people you can count, ooh, like any of your relatives?
My relatives, most 20s? Of them. And the fish cannery people, 95% of them, that those that didn't die here suddenly or couldn't afford it, they all went back to China. They all had the same idea. Make any money, go back to China. Make money, go back to China.
Did you have that idea?
Me?
His father took them all back.
That's right.
My father brought us all back, but he didn't really have that idea.
Well, he built a house there.
Yeah.
And his mother finally died there.
Your father did not go back?
Yes.
To live?
Oh, yes. He went back
to live?
He went back two, three times after the Depression. In the later years, he made two, three trips.
But he didn't go back to live and die, did he?
No.
He died here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Oregon?
But my mother died in
Oregon.
China.
In
she, when she went back, she brought some of my brothers and sister with them. They went to school. I have a brother now in Portland who is a very prominent pharmacist.
Very literate.
And he is very well versed in Chinese. He speaks Chinese and reads Chinese very well. He went to school for about 7 years.
Back in China. And then came here.
Back in, then
to
came
study
back.
Pharmacy.
Yeah, as soon as he got back, he got drafted in the Navy. And when he came out of the Navy, he worked himself up to be a pharmacist. Now he owns three drugstores.